Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azalet, Usia, Blucia, Metcatalan, Bahet Kabel. Eshtami Tukad Amisbeel Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he always shine his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in forevermore. Well, today is Thursday, and we have Hoodoo Troubles reading. Now, this is a reading about the problems facing you. Yep. Now, this one is a good one. It's a dilly. Boy, it's something else. Because everything that comes out of this is some would say it's sort of bad. But I don't know. When you look at it, you know it is good. Yeah, it's good. And it's not so bad as long as you know what's going on. Yeah, that's right. It ain't bad at all as long as you know what's going on. Well, if you want to call in, call 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now, I should say, if you got a question, well, go on and answer it. Ask it. Go on and ask it if you got a question. You know, but those questions, sometimes, you know, a person will find out things that you might not want to hear. You might not want to hear it. So you can ask a question, and whatever the Spirit says is the answer. That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. Well, I'm not going to hold a lot of your time, but I'm going to start off with a commercial, okay? Now you hold on, and those, as long as you listen, well, I'll be back in a few, okay? Okay.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
I'll give you your cards. I'll tell you your cards. And if you have something you want to ask, you can ask it too. You can ask it, but let me do the cards first, okay? Okay. All right. 267. Yeah, 267. This is Papa Say. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, 267. This is Papa Say.
Hello, Papa Say.
Would you like a reading?
Yes, I would. I like a trouble reading. There's somebody I talk to every day, and I wanted to know, does this person mean me any good or not?
Okay. All right. The first card is the Queen of Clubs. The second card is the Ten of Hearts. The third card is the Queen of Hearts. Well, when I look at this, you know that the Queen of Clubs is, you know, cheerfulness or gaiety. Now that's wine. Now, with that wine, I don't see cheerfulness or gaiety. I see a person that's sad, a person that's into a whole lot of stuff. You know, that wine is not making them bad. You know, it's not making them glad. It's making them bad. Now, that ten of hearts is a bouquet of flowers. It's an indication of a happy and a long life. Well, the flowers are dying. The flowers are dead. So, you know, really, hey, well, you can get extraordinary honors and fame, but really, you are dying from it. That this is an indication that this long and happy life will not be a long and happy life. It will be just the same. And the ten of hearts, no, the queen of hearts is the ring, which means a happy and fruitful marriage, a rich one and so forth. But this is speaking of a disappointment in love. So I have to tell you, the person that you are fooling with, the person is not the person for you. He is not the person for you. That person is for someone else. Your mind will go on someone else real soon, but this isn't the person. This isn't the person. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Papa Say. God bless you, too.
All right. Well, sir. You know, these readings make me understand certain other things about a person. You know, some of the things we see or read don't come from him. It don't come, it's not around him. It is something else. Well, we just read it just how it comes, okay? All right, 313, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. Also is calling for a reading.
Okay. The first card is the Eight of Hearts. The second card is the Ten of Spades. And the third card is the Seven of Diamonds. Well, the Eight of Spades speaks of a cat, but instead of it telling you, flattery, this one is telling personal injury. And it's also strife. Well, now, the Ten of Spades is the rod, and it tells you about family quarrels. Now, you will have those, but those family quarrels will be all right. Come to think of it, they will be all right quarrels. It will be stuff that will be discussed, but it will be something good to come of it. Now, the Seven of Diamonds is flames. Now, those flames ordinarily mean that something good is happening, but not now. Now, those flames are growing hot. They're growing hot against you. They're growing hot for you to understand that somebody and something are not working in your favor. They are not working for you. They are not working for you. So all of these cards, all of them together, point to someone, or really, they point to someone really doing something to hold you back and hold you down. Well, God bless you and God keep you.
Oh, can I have a question?
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to know, will I be able to move?
Will you be able to move? Yeah, you will be. You will be. Well, you won't be able to move right now, but you'll be able to move. You'll be able to go. Yes, you will. Yes, sir. You will be able to go. God bless you.
God bless you, Papa Say.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. Ooh, these trouble readings are something else. They are something else. Now, here's another one. 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. I have a request for a hoodoo troubles reading, and I have a question. So my boyfriend tells me to move in, and then he tells me no, and then he says yes, let's try it, and then he says no, and And I just wonder if you can pick up something on that.
Okay. Okay. First card is the Four. The second card is the Deuce of Diamonds. And the third card is the Three of Clubs. Now, all three of them, 3, 4, and 2. Well, the Four of Diamonds is an eyeball. It's somebody that's looking for you, and they're looking at you. You know, it says with great longing and distress, but this look isn't good. This look is trying to do something. It is trying to mess you up. Now, the Deuce of Diamonds is you. Now, that's a woman. It's you. And you are looking away from what's going on. You're looking away. Now, with your looking away, it is that it's something that you don't want, and it's something not good. Now, the three of clubs is the tree, and the tree means a good health or what have you. But now it doesn't mean good health. It means a tree of knowledge of good and evil. So I would say that this friend is really heaped up. He's really heaped up about whether or not you should be there or not. And it's good and evil. It's good and evil. And with that, you will have to just remain strong. You have to remain somebody that's really strong, because he is really looking at you. You're looking at you. You know, it is his gaze is suspicion. His gaze is suspicion, and it's all towards you. It's all towards you, but there's nothing to be suspicious of. There's nothing there, but he has to learn. He has to learn. Now, God bless you.
God bless you, Papa. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. Here's somebody in area code 704. 704, this is Papa Say. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
I just had one question, and I guess I get a reading with the question.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to know how do I deal with my kid's father? I want to go away from him, but it's like every time I try, it's like I can't do it like I want to do it, you know, just get away from him.
Okay, hold on 1 second. The first card is the Queen of Diamonds. The second card is the Tray of Diamonds. And the last card, the third card, is the Seven of Clubs. Well, now, that Tray of Diamonds is this. Now, that is the children. You will never be able to leave because of the kids. You won't be able to leave because of the kids. Now, the Three of Diamonds is the safe. The safe. Now, that means what? Money. You will never have the amount of money that you need. So, that's your only reason. Well, now, with the Seven of Clubs, the lilies, now, you will have, you know, well, you will have, okay, you have immorality. Immorality. That's the reason why you can't go. That's the reason why you can't go. It's immorality on his part. It's immorality. Now, what you have to do to leave is, first of all, you're going to have to, you're going to have to, first of all, get secured there. You're going to have to secure that. First, you need some money. You need some money. place to go, but you need some money. And with that money, you'll be able to do certain things. Now you might not have any money. You might not have to see moving costs a whole lot of cash. It costs a whole lot of cash. So the first thing you have to do, is move the kids out of the way. Don't use the kids as something. Move them out of the way. You know, do stuff, you know, regardless of them. Do stuff in spite of them. You know, second of all, this money, you got to make enough money to get yourself steady and ready to go. Now, that means a little here and a little there. But if you pinch off and if you do it long enough, you will have enough money. Now, when you go, it is going, well, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. He is not going to want you to go. No, he isn't. He is not going to. I tell you, there's another woman. And he is not going to let you go. Now, that's all that's to it. All right? Well, God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, sir, I hate to tell her that. I hate to tell her that. But what can you do? You can only do what you can do. Okay? Only do what you can do. All right. Area code 313. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. This reading, it's not for me. I want this reading on those folk down south. So I was wondering what is going on with them.
Okay. First card is the Seven of Spades. The second card is the Five of Diamonds. And the last card is the Six of Spades. Well, the Seven of Spades means a cloud. And the clouds are something there. Now, the clouds are not, they have the dark side toward them. You know, they have the dark side toward them, and it means divorce. Now, the Five of Diamonds, the anchor means success in business. Now, they don't have that. Their success is torn up. It's all torn up. And why? Because of what's in the middle. The mouse. It's tearing up the little bit that they do have. That it's just coming apart. They can't know what to do. They don't know what to do. It is something that, you know, really when the mice come, it's a state of change. It's a state of change. Now, the mice are tearing up all their finances. Now, and they can't stop it. There's nothing they can do about it. You know, so the dark clouds are foretelling that. And the anchor, you know, with business not working is telling them that. But although they can see that, it's not happening the way that they thought it would. Now, that should be enough to stop them. It'll keep them in a fizzle. It'll keep them messed up for quite a while. Yes, it will. They'll be messed up for quite a while. In fact, you won't even know them. They got enough to worry about. rather than worry about you. Now, these cards are right all in your thing. You know, 765. 765. Now, the only thing they can do, only thing that they can do is leave you all alone. That is all. They can leave you all alone. Now, if they had some money, they could send you that. But they ain't got no money. They ain't got no money. They are messed up. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, well, well. We get somebody else. 267. This is Papa Say.
Hi, Papa.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I have a question, really, if it's
okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I have been suffering with my, like, it's a lot been going against me because of something that my husband did before he passed away. And So it's like people are keeping it going, and I don't know how much he still has to do with it, but however, something new has popped up that I'm not used to. I've been suffering with my hands and my feet. And I want to know, is an 86-year-old relative responsible for that or someone else?
Okay. Okay. The first card is the Four of Clubs. The second card is, the Four of Hearts. And the last card is the King of Hearts. Well, the Four of Clubs is saying that you have a prognication of illness. You have a prognication of illness. Now, the illness isn't much, but it is that. Now, the Four of Hearts, it is, it is failure and disaster. The Four of Hearts means failure and disaster. And in the middle, the King of Clubs is your hand. It's a hand joining to a hand. Now, with it, the hand joining hand, you know, I tell you this, even he cannot do nothing. It's not much he can do. It's not much he can do. With it, the stuff that he's trying to do, even while he's in the grave, is hold on to you. Now, that's what he's trying to do, hold on to you. But it can't do anything. It can't do anything. Because with the failure and disaster, you have the prognostication of illness. Now, this illness, he had something to do with it. He had something to do with it, and he has something to do with it now. But you can stop it. You can break it. You can break clean. You can break clean of it. First of all, just take some salt, some plain old salt, and throw it around the house. But put it. You can put it at the doors. Put that every door, and then every windowsill. Every door and every windowsill. That'll stop it. That'll put him on, that'll put it aside. Now, with the illness, I would tell you to go and get, you can go and get some red pepper and put red pepper on every seal, on every doorstep and seal there is. Now, that'll stop it. It'll stop it good. Now, with him, now that will be something. You will have to get something that will stop him. You will have to get something. Now, with it, I can't tell you what it is now, but the spirit won't tell me. Even the spirit won't tell me. He won't go and tell me.
Okay.
You know, if you just use your hand as something. Wave your hand over your body.
Okay.
Wherever it does hurt. And think about it being healed. That's all you have to do. Then you will have the victory. All right? God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Lord, you see that? Well, 573, hello?
Hey, Papa, thanks for taking this call. I want to get a reading on my adversaries around me.
You want a reading about them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the first card is the Nine of Diamonds. The second card is the Eight of Spades. The last card is the Ace of Diamonds. Now, the Nine of Diamonds is the heart. It's the heart. Now, with it, with the heart, what you are going to do has to go directly to the heart. It has to go directly to the heart. Now, the Eight of Spades is the mountain. Now, with that, this is what I see. With the mountain, you have many enemies in the way. Okay? And with the Ace of Diamonds, which is the bird, you have individuals that are talking. They're always talking. And it is a chance. The birds are a chance to, how can I put it, to avert an evil spell. But, you know, you got the mountains in your way. Got the mountains in your way. So, see, I tell you what I see. With the Nine of Diamonds, you go ahead and get some clothes. You go ahead and get four clothes and lay them out in the sign of a cross or an X. A sign of an X. And now, with the mountains, I want you to get a rock, just any old rock. I want you to get any old rock, and I want you to place the rock near the clothes. Glory be to God. And with the ace, I want you to take it, and I want you to get some bird seed, and I want you to throw it out to the birds, and you just tell the birds to go on somewhere else. Just go somewhere else. Now, you don't have to get a whole lot of it, just a little bit.
Right.
Just a little bit. You know, do that. Do that, and you will do. Now, that Nine of Diamonds, the heart, now, that is something which is strong. It is something very strong. And it could mean trouble for you. But that heart, by you getting the four clothes, now that'll stop it. That'll take it right on out. All right. God bless you.
All righty. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. I guess something is happening. Okay. 832, this is Papa Say. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for taking my call, and I'd like to get a trouble reading in reference to hidden enemies.
Hidden enemies, okay. Okay. The first card is the Ten of diamonds. The second card is the deuce of spades. And the third card is the ace of clubs. Well, okay. You ready? You ready?
Sir.
Here you go. Here you go. The ten of diamonds is the sickle. Now, that sickle means that there are certain things, certain appointments, which have to be taken care of. And those appointments it can mean even death, but those appointments are something which have to be kept. Now, that deuce of spades is the star, and it is, when you have it, it speaks of an unlucky event. Now, the ace of clubs is the four crossroads, and those crossroads are turned another way. Now, with these people, I advise you with these people to get you some pepper, some red pepper, not black pepper, red pepper, and salt. Take this, glory to God, this red pepper, and sprinkle it around the house. Sprinkle it around the house. In fact, put it in every corner. Put it in every corner. And with the salt, put the salt near your door, in front of your front door and in front of your back door. Now, that's the only place you got to put it, just in front of your door. Just in front of your door. Because your enemies can only come in your house through the door. They can't come in the window. They cannot come in the window. If you sprinkle a house with salt, you know, you don't have to even worry about it. Now, as far as the crossroads is concerned, I want you to walk, you know, at like an X through the house. And in the X, I want you to read the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm. Now, you do that, you go to one corner, and you go and you walk to the next one. Then you walk to the third corner, and you walk to the next one, you know, all through it. You know, cross it up with prayer. Cross it up with prayer. You know, read the 23rd Psalm, and it will be better. All right? God bless you.
God bless you also. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Lord, some things just gotta happen. It just gotta happen. Well, here's something else. You know, while I'm doing these readings, things are coming to me. You know, while I'm doing it, they are. You know, and with it, I can just, all I got to do is just get it up and give it out. As it is, that's what I give it. You know, that's all. You know, now here's another one. Okay, 470, this is Papa Say. Hello? Area code 470, this is Papa Say. Hello?
Hello, Papa Say. This is Naima. Thank you for taking my call.
Well,
and I'd like poodles. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hello?
Hear you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Naima, and I'd like a hoodoo trouble reading about my finances.
Oh, sir. Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, your first card is the the King of Clubs. The second card is the Six of Hearts. And the third card is, the Jack of Spades. Well, I tell you this, some of these cards can mean something good. Now, the Bear, which is the Jack, the King of Clubs, for tales of successful speculation. Now, instead of successful speculation, most of your speculation is going bad. You cannot think it. Now, your second card, the Six of Hearts, is the home, and it speaks of success. But what's happening is you cannot have success. You cannot be happy and prosperous in the house. And why? Because of 52, which is the ancestor, the shepherd. Now, he indicates that you're having a loving force, but your ancestor isn't guiding you right. He's going another way. Now, for you, my suggestion for you is to get a light. Take a light and candle and burn it. Now, this ancestor must be a male ancestor. It must be a male ancestor. So you burn this light and you say that you want this light to guide your ancestor the right way. You don't want to go the wrong way. You want to guide your ancestor the right way. And you just leave it at that. Now, with your money, just take a dollar bill, a $1 bill, and write on it what you need and how much you want. And then fold it up towards you and put it in your pocket. Put it in your right pocket. Fold it up towards you and put it in your right pocket. Now, that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Then you will see a change. You will see a change happen. Okay? Well, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you also.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, the Lord is doing something. All right, here's another person here. 818, this is Papa Say. Hello.
How are you today?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I was just doing a trouble reading and just had a dream of my ex-boss. She just keeps harassing me, and she sat down and said she's going to continue to harass me and get lawyers after me. And she turned into a gargoyle. And I just wanted to know if there any trouble coming.
All right. The first card is the Jack of Hearts. The second card is the Six of Diamonds. And the third card is the Ace of Spades. Now, hold on 1 second. All right. The Jack of Hearts says that, now it is a book. It is a secret that's coming out that's going to affect you for the better. Now, this secret, she is not going to like. She's not going to like this secret. It'll be one that will really, amaze you. All right, the Six of Diamonds is the lion. Now, that is the gargoyle. That's all of them, you know. Now, it means a bad thing. It means bad, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is telling you something bad because the Ace of Spades, the cross swords, are protection. They will protect you from her and from different spirits. Now,
God is good.
There's one thing you do. There's one thing you should do, and that is this. When you find, it might be hard to find it. Take a knife, fork, a knife and a fork, and cross them. Cross the knife and the fork. You know, that will move it. That will stop it. That woman take a knife and a fork and cross it. Now, with her doing her things or whatever, you don't have to worry about a thing. Don't have to worry about a thing. With that knife and fork cross, you will stop all the stuff, okay?
Thank
now,
you so
God
much.
Bless
God bless you. God bless you all and all your supporters. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you. Well, sir. Well, sir. Well, sir. Well, we're going on. But let's have a commercial.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
You were very good tonight, all of you. You were very good. You know, all the readings came with some words which Almighty God wanted you to hear. Yeah. Some words which Almighty God wanted you to hear. And you heard them. Yeah, you heard them. Well, you don't have nothing to worry about. Just do what I told you. Do it. Now, that's all. Just do what I told you. And the Lord will bless you real good. Because there is only one real hoodoo, and there is only one Papa Say. So now, good night, and I look for you Sunday, all right? All right, goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.